This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump on Saturday returned to the idea of opening up the country's economy as soon as possible, even as he said the United States was heading into what could be its toughest weeks of the coronavirus outbreak. In a somber start to his daily briefing on the disease, Trump said that Americans need to be ready for some bad news in the next couple of weeks.
As it really gets, this will be probably the toughest week between this week and next week. And there'll be a lot of death, unfortunately, but a lot less death than if this wasn't done. But there will be death.
The president also said that he is trying to make sure that states that really need it get much-needed medical equipment like masks and ventilators. He said the goal was to stay several days ahead of critical medical needs in each state. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says his country will not bring retaliatory or punitive measures against the United States after the Trump administration announced it would prevent the export of N95 protective masks. At a news conference Saturday, Trudeau told CTV that Trump's pledge to block the export of N95 masks would be damaging to both countries.
We know that it is in both of our interests to continue to work collaboratively and cooperatively to keep our citizens safe. And that's very much the tenor of our conversations, and I'm confident that we're going to get there.
Trudeau said on Saturday he would speak with President Trump in the coming days. He added his officials were having constructive conversations with their American counterparts. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. China held a national mourning ceremony on Saturday for martyrs who died in the new coronavirus outbreak, flying the national flag at half-staff across the country. Reuters' Edward Barron has more.
China on Saturday mourned the thousands of people who've died in the new coronavirus outbreak. The national flag flew at half-mast throughout the country, and all forms of entertainment were suspended. At 10 a.m. Beijing time, the country observed 3 minutes of silence. Cars, trains, and ships sounded their horns. More than 3,300 people in mainland China have died in the epidemic. In Wuhan, the epicenter of the outbreak, all traffic lights in urban areas turned red at 10 a.m., and all road traffic ceased for 3 minutes. More than 75% of the country's fatalities were here in this megacity of 11 million people.
The spread of the new coronavirus is bringing big changes to the business and shopping environment. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Walmart has announced new social distancing guidelines. The world's largest retailer will be setting up lines for customers to ensure there are no more than 5 customers for every 1,000 square foot of store. Craft store Hobby Lobby is bowing to pressure and closing its stores. Several major U.S. airlines have filed for federal relief grants. Air travel measured Thursday is 90% lower than the same time last year. Even Corona beer is being shut down by the new coronavirus. Most breweries in Mexico suspended operations. But in the U.S., gun sales are up 85% higher than this time last year. I'm Jackie Quinn.
At least 19 people have died in a shootout between suspected gangsters in the northern Mexican state of Chihuahua. Local authorities found the bodies of 18 people on Friday at the site of the gunfight in the municipality of Madera. A wounded man picked up at the scene later died of his injuries. On Friday, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said violence among criminal groups has persisted despite the outbreak of the new coronavirus in Mexico. A senior Iranian health official said the greater Tehran area might face a coronavirus resurgence after many residents flouted advisories to stay home, crowding streets and causing traffic jams across the city as the country's New Year holidays ended on Saturday. Officials have repeatedly complained that many Iranians ignored appeals to stay home and canceled travel plans for the New Year holidays that began on March 20th. For more, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.